everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all things that are going to have happened for the week of January 13th, 2020, before it happens. My name is the Brusk, and let's get started with the GUI pick of the week. It's the release of Dragon Ball Z Kakarot for the PS4, the Xbox One, and the PC. This is more than just a typical fighting game. This one is set up like an RPG with like all of the characters from the anime series. I have seen the opening cinematics, and they look amazing. Might be something to check out if you like the original series. All right, for TV pages, on Monday, nothing. For Tuesday, CW has parts 3 and 4 of Crisis on Infinite Earths. For Wednesday, Paramount Network has the premiere of 68 Whiskey. Sci-Fi Channel has the premiere of Magicians. And ID has the premiere of In Pursuit with John Walsh. For Thursday, ABC has the last days of Richard Pryor. For Friday, nothing new. For Saturday, HBO has the premiere of Godzilla, King of the Monsters. And for Sunday, ABC has the finale of Kids Say the Darndest Things, Fox has the premiere of 911 Lone Star, and TBS and TNT have the 26th annual Screen Actors Guild Awards. For box office results, in 5th place you have Just Mercy, 4th place Like a Boss, 3rd place Jumanji The Next Level, 2nd place, Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. And in 1st place is 1917. It made $36 million in its first week of wide release. It also won the Golden Globe for the Best Picture and Best Director. So, might be something you want to check out. For movies coming out this week, you got Bad Boys for Life, where this is where Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are in a Michael Bay-style buddy cop movie that you'll forget came out by the time March comes around. You also have Doolittle, which is Robert Downey Jr. stars as a fictional doctor who can talk to the animals. For DVDs, you have Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. You also have Gemini Man and Jexy. For online services, for Netflix, you have The Healing Powers of Dude, Season 1, Kippo and the Age of Wonder Beasts, Season 1, Killer Inside, The Mind of Aaron Hernandez, Season 1, Grace and Frankie, Season 6, Aries, Season 1, Sex Education, Season 2, and Fall from Grace. For Prime, you have Troop Zero, Just Add Magic, Mystery City, Season 1, Russell Peters, Deported, and Rob Delaney, Jackie. For video games, like I said, the only thing coming out is Dragon Ball Z Kakarot. For GUI news, new episodes of Geeks Under the Influence, Booze Clues, Smack My Pitch Up, From the Mouths of Madness, Geek Father, and Deeply Upsetting. For one more thing, last year we got news that, aside from the Child's Play reboot that not even Mark Hamill could save, another updated take of Chucky Mythos will be on the way. Well, this weekend at the Television Critics Association Winter Press Tour, it got confirmed. Get ready for more haunted puppet shenanigans, cause Chucky is back. As shared by The Hollywood Reporter, Sci-Fi has been given the straight-to-series order of the series, which will be helmed by Don Mancini. He's the original series creator, and Mancini will be doing a lot of work for the show. He'll be executive producing, writing, showrunning, directing the pilot episode, and possibly even craft services. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the show will follow the pretty regular Chucky plotline. The series of mysterious murders tied to a village doll that showed up at a local garage sale, and then chaos ensues. The Chucky evil murdery past comes back to haunt him, and a bad time is had by all. One wonders, though, if the series will be a continuity with the outlandish, bizarre Chucky world that Mancini and his collaborators have already built through over the years. This is one of the longest-running B-horror franchises around. It would be a shame to leave the wild continuity behind, and it's going to be a blast to see something maybe like an Ash versus the Evil Dead treatment, where you know, the source material gets respected. No word on when we'll see the newer series. My guess is going to be October, for obvious reasons. But as soon as we find out anything new, we'll let you know. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. Follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, do it. Email us at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. You can call us, leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce, and of course all of these things happen. I'm from the future, and be nice to each other.
GUIPodcast.com.